This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
And that light enabled me to make a change, to make a shift, because my perspective changed. Hallelujah. Once your perspective changes, your perception will change. Hallelujah. Once your perception changes, your reality will change. Glory be to God. It's like the first time I came across a scripture that says all authority in heaven and earth. And said, go in my name. The first time light came to me, everything shifted. I used to be on the run from evil spirits until I came across that scripture. Then everything shifted. I began to chase the evil spirits. Say amen, somebody. Amen. You will chase evil spirits in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, this is a true story. I used to have dreams. And in my dreams, there was a certain guy who used to come after me in my dreams with a machete. All right? And, you know, this is, as soon as I got saved, it began to happen. Spiritual attack. And so I will go and sleep, and when I sleep, this guy will come. And once he comes, I'll start running. And then he'll chase me. What did you say? Machete. I see us. In the dream. But it was so real. Alright? So I'll start running, and this guy will chase me. Alright? And then, just before he catches me, I'll just wake up. I'll be sweating. I'll be breathing. So it was affecting my sleep. I couldn't sleep well. Say amen, somebody. How many of you know the Bible says he gives his beloved sleep? Sleep is a gift from God. And Satan, one of the things he wants to do is to steal your sleep. That's why some of you walk all day, then you go back home, and then you spend the rest of your night that you should be sleeping. You're still walking. Hallelujah. Or you are sleeping, and then suddenly a demon appears in your dream, and then you wake up and pray for 3 hours. Hallelujah. Then you haven't slept well. Then you go to work. The next day, the same thing happens. The cycle continues. And you don't sleep anymore. I've learned my lessons. Don't be distracted. Hallelujah. And so when I got that revelation, everything shifted. So one time after, you know, a pastor showed me that scripture, all authority, Matthew 28 verse 18, all authority in heaven and earth is given to you, to Jesus. Then he says, we go in his name. In other words, he delegated the authority to us. So I'm sleeping again after I got this revelation. And this same guy comes again. Don't forget, this is going on for so long. And then he begins to chase me. And by reflex, I began to run. Right? And then I just remembered the scripture. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And I'm a joint heir with him. Say amen, somebody. Amen. What belongs to Jesus belongs to me. So I stopped. Someone say I stopped. You will like stories. I can tell from the way you're looking at me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Nigerians love story. Kai. Hallelujah. So I stopped and I turned around. And then this guy was close enough to me. For the first time, I could see the eyes. And what I saw shocked me. I saw fear. This guy has been chasing me, but is afraid of me. He knows what I have. He's only hoping I don't know what I have. And when I turned around, he realized something has shifted here. Hallelujah. I looked at him. And then I started chasing him. And then he ran. And I ran. And I ran. And I made up my mind I will catch this guy today. Say amen, somebody. Amen. And I caught him. Should I tell you what I did? Are you sure you want the graphic details? All I can tell you is that guy is no longer alive. That's all I can say. And this happened in my dream. Dreams are so real. And by the end of it, guess what? That season stopped. Just because of one scripture. One scripture can change the rest of your life. Is somebody here with me? It's about perspective. Perspective. Light brings perspective. Now, one of the things, we're talking about the light of Christ. You see, we want the Father's perspective. And the Father's perspective is the kingdom perspective. It is known as truth. Right? And let me give you a summary of the Father's perspective. Dominion. Someone said dominion. Dominion through the agency of the new creation. You see, there was dominion before the fall of man through the original creation, but he failed. And so man fell. And so God's plan did not change. Somebody said God's plan is eternal. So guess what? It was always God's plan to bring us back to a place of dominion. The old creation failed. So God did something. He created a brand new man. This man is created for what? Dominion. Someone said dominion. Hallelujah. Now let me show you something. Go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 quickly. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Don't forget, we're talking about light now, the light of Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a what? A new creation. All things have passed away. Behold. Now you have to understand that word behold means the man did not see something before. Now he sees it. In other words, light came. And the result of that illumination is what? Behold, all things have become what? New. The man is shocked. Glory to God. All things are new. Let me have two people, please, quickly. Two people. I want to show you something here. Two people. Where are my people? Moses. That's Moses and, was this guy around in the morning? Hallelujah. So what do we call him now? Hallelujah. Anyway, let's continue. So watch this now. So he says, behold, all things are what? New. So you have the old man and then you have the new man. All right. He says, the new man, all things have passed away. All things have become new. What is he talking about? You see, he's talking about the nature of sin. When he says all things have passed away, it's a reference to the nature of sin and its consequences. Because when man sinned, a new nature set into his spirit, and that nature separated him from God. So sin resulted in death, and that separation resulted in all the problems we have today as a result of death. That includes what? Sickness. That includes poverty. That includes wickedness, perversion, the rest of them. They're all the result of what? Death. And death is the result of what? Sin. So what happens is, God, in creating a new man, removed the nature of sin. And then gave him a new nature. What's the new nature? The nature of what? Righteousness. That's why the Bible says we are his righteousness. Righteousness is more than what you have. Righteousness is now your identity. Is somebody here with me? Now watch this. This is important because if, you know, the Bible says that when Jesus saw John coming, sorry, when John saw Jesus coming, he says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin, not sins, sin of the world. So what Jesus took away was the sin nature, not the acts of sin. That's why you can still commit sin. But when you commit sin as a believer, it's against your nature. When you commit sin as an unbeliever, it's according to your nature. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. That's why once you get saved, you struggle to sin. Because it's no longer in line with your nature. You have a new nature. Some of us have a new nature. You have a nature of righteousness. Glory be to God. So he's telling us that the old man had the nature of sin. But then something happened. And you can only see this by what? Light. By the revelation. Give me the scripture, please. The scripture. 2 Corinthians 5. You can only see this through the light of God. It says, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation, all things are passed away. Behold, all things. Behold, you have to see it by revelation. All things have passed away. You can be saved for 40 years and not understand what I'm saying. And just live a religious life. Not realizing there's a dynamic at play here. All things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm a new creation. Say amen. Amen. Now watch this. When he took away the nature of sin, which means that all the consequences and manifestations of sin no longer have a legal right in your life. That means that sickness has no legal right anymore. for the new creation. Does that make sense? And on the basis of this, you can stand in faith and refuse to be sick. Oh Lord, help me somebody. I'm trying to show you something here, guys. Hallelujah. All right. So it says that's why it says all things. He could have said all the thing, singular, but it says plural. All the things have passed away, which means the nature of sin and its things have passed away. Then he now turns around and says, all things have become new. Because the nature of righteousness also has what? Fruits. The nature of sin has fruits. When you remove the nature of sin, the fruits of sin have no right anymore in your life. Now you have the nature of righteousness. Now you have new fruits. Hallelujah. And so you can live in divine health because of the nature of righteousness. Is somebody here with me? Glory to God. Now, let me tell you where it gets interesting. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 45. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. All right, so let me have somebody else who's going to play Jesus. Can I have a Jesus sample? All right, wonderful. The way you're ever walking, you look like a Jesus person. Glory to God. All right, so watch this now. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. It says, so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The first man. Someone say first man. You see, there's a first man. Hallelujah. I used to think, because I didn't read it well, I used to think that the Bible said that there's that Jesus was the second and last Adam. But that's not what it says. I'll show you. It says there's a first man. Who's the first man? Help me somebody. Who's the first man? Adam. All right? It says the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became what? Who is the last Adam? The last Adam. The last Adam. Praise the Lord. What does that mean? Let me tell you what it means. Jesus came to close the Adamic race. Are you with me? And to start a new race. You can be a believer and still be running around as an Adam. Meanwhile, you're a new creation. The Adamic race is obsolete. That's why anybody who dies without Christ goes to hell. Goes to a place of what? Damnation. Because it's been shut down. There's a new race. There are only two races on the earth, and it has nothing to do with skin color. It has to do with what? Nature. Your nature determines your race. Is somebody here with me? So watch this. So go ahead. Give me scriptures. It says, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Next verse. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. Afterward, the spiritual. Next verse. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. So we have the first man and we have the second man. The first man and the second man. The first race and the second race. Give me the Passion Translation. That same verse, Passion Translation. Hallelujah. Did you bring your dancing shoes? Are you sure? All right, wonderful. Give me Passion Translation. That same verse. Do you have it? You don't have it? TPT. Passion Translation. Okay, if you don't have it, just let's go back. If you don't have it. Alade, go. That's the Passion Translation. Hallelujah. Okay, he found it. Wonderful. Watch this. He said, the first one made from dust has a what? Race of people just like him. Who are also made from dust. The one sent from heaven has a race. Another race. Someone said another race. It says, has a race of what? Heavenly people who are just like him. That's why the Bible says, as he is, so are we. There's a reason. You are not an ordinary person. You see, Christianity is not a religion. People think it's just, well, we're just ordinary people, and by the grace of God, we're going to make it. No, you are not ordinary. You are born of God. You are born of God. There's a DNA on the inside. It separates you from the rest. In the realm of the spirit, you are a brand new creation. Brand new. Are you getting my point? Glory to God. So watch this. Let's finish that. Let's finish that. Go back to that scripture. It says, the one sent from heaven has a race of heavenly people who are just like him. Next verse. Next verse. It says, once we carry the likeness of the man of dust. Once. It says, but now let us carry what? The likeness of the man of what? Heaven. How can you carry a likeness unless you have the capacity to do so? Are you with me? So watch this now. Where's Jesus again? Where's Jesus? Yeah, Jesus. All right, watch this. Come on, stand in the middle. Okay, you guys spread apart a bit. Okay, Jesus, now move to that side. To close the Adamic race. Right? So, he came. What you see him manifesting on the earth, he's manifesting as Adam. He's showing us Adam without sin. How Adam would have operated if he didn't have sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's showing us how Adam would have operated if Adam had not fallen. He's showing us the full regalia of Adam before the fall. So he's manifesting things. Watch this. But he knows he has to close that race because of the sin nature. He has to close it. So what it does is, he comes, and through his redemptive work, he closes this race. And then he starts a new race. Now go over there. So Jesus was the last of the Adamic race, and the first of the new race. Are you understanding my point? That's why the Bible says he's the firstborn from the dead. So he closed this race, and then he came here and began a brand new race. So now we are members of a new race. Somebody say, I belong to a new race. Say, this race, this is a Jesus generation. Hallelujah. Someone say, this race, this new race is called the new creation. Clap for yourselves. You are a new creation. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Clap your hands for them. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Just get ready. I'll call you back again, most likely. Thank you. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands for the old man, the new creation, and Jesus. Come on, clap your hands for them. Hallelujah. This is important. This is the foundation I want to lay, because as we move forward now, you have to have the right consciousness. That's why the Bible says, put on the new man. Put on the new man. How do I put on the new man if I don't know I'm a new man? You see, what it means is, your spirit man is a new creation. Now, God wants the reality in your spirit to also become the reality in your body, in your mind, your business, your relationships. Everything around you should reflect the new creation. Are you with me? So you should be able to walk on the earth like Jesus walked. That's why Jesus says the same works he did. We can do the same works, but not just that, greater works, because it goes to the Father. Are you with me? All right, now let's go to, go with me to... let's see. Go to Psalm 82. Psalm 82. Verse 1. Psalm 82 verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Watch this now. You see, when this light comes, one of the main things the light of Christ will do is reveal the realities of the new creation. Hallelujah. And there are many things we can talk about, but I'm going to focus on just two things. First of all, you are born of God. Someone say, I'm born of God. Do you know what it means to be born of God? Let me ask you something. When goats give birth, what do goats give birth to? Come on, be confident. Answer me. Do goats give birth to cows? Have you ever seen a situation where a monkey gave birth to a goat? Amen? All right. When chickens give birth, what do chickens give birth to? What about crocodiles? I'm just going wild now. Hallelujah. What about a cookie? How many of you understand a cookie cannot give birth to a session? You know what a kuka is? Kuka is the most local kind of dog, that has no known origin. You can never trace the pedigree of a kuka. A kuka has mixed some over several thousand years. So that when you see a kuka, the only thing you can do is, that's why they call a kuka bingo, bingo, bingo. They don't even give a kuka nice names anymore. A kuka, that's a mongrel, all right? You see, each begets its own kind. Am I correct? Eagles give birth to what? Come on, help me, somebody. Are you with me, right? Snakes give birth to what? Are you sure? Can I go on? Pigeons give birth to what? Baboons give birth to what? Men give birth to what? What has God given birth to? Nobody may talk about. Hallelujah. This is important too. Let me show you how important this is. This revelation can keep you alive. You see, you live by consciousness. The manifestations of your life are based on your consciousness. What you have manifested now, what you are manifesting now is based on the consciousness you've had till date. Once you shift your consciousness, manifestations will shift. That's why the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Are you with me? Now watch this. Psalm 82. Give me Psalm 82, give me verse 6. Now who's talking here? Who's talking? Answer me. Don't be afraid. I know you're getting scared now, but don't be afraid. Don't worry. I will play very safe. All right. Okay. Who's talking now? What did God say? I said, you are what? Gods. Now, who was he talking to? That's the question. Because the next verse tells us who he's talking to. He says, and all of you are what? Children of the Most High. In other words, he's saying, if you are a child of God, you are a what? You can't even say it. Okay, let me make it easy for you. Don't say I'm a God, say I'm a G. You see, it's easier to say that, right? Okay, tell two neighbors, say I'm a G. I know it can be a problem, you see what I'm saying? That's why I'm going so carefully like this. You know, because I'm not trying to emphasize that, I'm trying to emphasize the divinity that you have on the inside. That's my emphasis. Hallelujah. So for instance, I wouldn't go out and tell somebody I'm a God. I can get stoned. Even Jesus, they almost stoned him when he said it. Am I correct? So who am I? If I go and say I'm a God, they will stone me. You see what I'm saying? So what do I say? When I meet you outside, what will I say? Gee. We want to chop knuckle. We'll chop knuckle as what? Let's chop knuckle. Come on, G, come. G to G. Come on, G. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm a G. That's important. Why is this important? Listen. Go back to the scripture. Look at this. It says, I said ye are gods. And all of you are what? Children of the Most High. In other words, to be a child of God, you have to be the same nature. It's not possible that God gave birth to you and you have another nature. It's not possible. It's not. Next verse is so powerful. Next verse. It says, but you shall die like men. So he's saying those who are children of God, he's not calling them men. Oh Lord, help me. All right, no problem. Okay. He says, you shall die like men. So believers are dying like men. There's no difference anymore. Why? Because we don't have the right revelation. Are you with me? He says, go back there quickly. He says, you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why will you die like men? Look at verse 5. Go to verse 5 quickly. Verse 5. They do not know. It is a lack of knowledge that causes G's to die like men. They walk in darkness. You see, a friend of mine was in a plane, and the plane was truly about to crash. It was really, really about to crash. You know, things were, I mean, you know, it's at that time you know that people are not as strong as they pretended to be at the beginning. Hallelujah. Suddenly, you see people who, when the plane was shaking, they were reading the newspaper as if I'm a mature man. I don't have any problem. He said he was watching one particular man at a particular time. The man folded his newspaper, put his lap and started crying. Which means all that time he was looking at the paper, he wasn't reading anything. He was in crying mode, about to release a cry. He was just hoping that this thing would stop. And when it didn't stop, he just folded and started crying for his life. I woke up dead. We're finished. Hallelujah. He said some people jumping in prayer. Hey. That's not real prayer. Then he said the revelation hit him about him being an offspring of God. And the Lord spoke to him and said, speak it out. True story. You know what he said? He said aloud. They heard him. He said, gods don't die like men. He said, as soon as he said it, like a force was released in that plane, a force. It's called the force of divinity. It was released in that plane, and the plane just went and stabilized. And then they landed the plane. He said, after he said it, he said, laughter came out, laughter. He said, gods don't die like men. Began to laugh. He said, the plane settled and landed. He said, everybody was quiet, and looking at him, as if, what kind? Hallelujah! Glory to Jesus Christ. What kind is this? He said he got up. He knew all eyes were on him. He just carried his bag and just walked out majestically. Hallelujah. All he said was, gods don't die like men. That was enough to stabilize the plane. And the plane landed. And a friend of mine told me how she was coming from Enugu in a flight. And you could see, the people that you see, they have revelation, right? They do not make as much noise as the average believer by virtue of what? Their revelation. So you know what happened? They said the same thing started. This is a different scenario, right? And she said everybody was just panicked. This guy kept still. And then suddenly this guy did this. And she said, right before her very eyes, the plane just stabilized. Shoo, and landed. He was the first to pick up his bag. The rest could not move. They were looking at him. What kind? I prophesy. This world is about to see another kind. They're used to seeing the religious type. They're used to that. That's why they don't even have respect for believers anymore. Because as far as they're concerned, we're just the same. They don't realize that there's a divinity factor at play here. Somebody shout, I'm divine. Shout, I'm the offspring of God. That makes me divine. Shout, gods don't die like men. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You see, this is what the light of Christ reveals. That's why the prophets prophesied and says, arise and shine. Your light has come. He's speaking to who? God's children. He said, listen, you children of God, I can see you in the future. The light has come. You are not ordinary. You are not ordinary. You are not like the rest. You are new creations, born of God. You are Jesus. Someone say, I'm a G. Say, come on, say, I'm a G, 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 I'm a G. Hallelujah. On the basis of this revelation, I have cast out sickness from my body. On the basis of this, I have cast out afflictions. I have commanded miracles to happen on the basis of this. I'm driving from Enugu. Actually, before I go to that one, let me tell you what happened. when we first learned these things some years ago, it's just that, you know, after a while, when we learned these things, we're much younger in faith and we're excited. But after a while, the senior brothers will come and then they will just douse your faith and then you go back to your religious mode. You understand me? Yeah. So one time I went to fellowship, we're coming out of fellowship and it was late because we stayed there till, you know, maybe around 12 or 1 midnight. So I was driving out of campus and we drove, I was with a friend, and then the roads were empty and we got to a certain place and a goat somehow just ran across the road and I went over the goat. You could hear the sound of breaking bones. Crack, 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 like that. It was bad. We felt so bad, you know, but it took us by surprise. So we stopped. Then I'm about to drive off and just at the same time, you know, two of us had the same revelation at the same time. It's just like a sparkle. I said, hey, yes, we can do it. He said, yes. That's how we came down, though. I'm telling you, the goat was dead, believe me. I went and looked at the goat. Looked at the goat. We laid our hands. See, it was still fresh in our minds. We said, bone joined to bone. We spoke life to organs. The heart started beating. You know, we're young and excited. Right under our hand, God is my witness, we felt the bones joining. Pakam, 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 under my hand. The goat got up and did like this. And left. Hallelujah. The Bible says the whole of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That goat was happy that day that we manifested. I had a dog. I don't know why I'm using animals today, but I had a dog some years ago. And the dog began to have one kind of skin disease. And I liked the dog a lot, you know. So the hair began to fall off. So I took it to the vet, and the vet was my friend. So he told me it was a fungal infection. He said it would take about 6 months. He gave me something to put inside the food and then something to rub on it, you know. So I got home. About 2 days after, I was sitting down in the living room, and this dog came before me and looked at me. And just looked at me like this. Ha. You know that kind of thing? As if he's telling me, son of God, will you leave me like this? Son of God, manifest now, manifest. Hi. I felt the dog was talking, honestly, I felt the dog was talking to me. So I picked up the dog and put it on my lap. I just put the dog on my lap and I laid hands. And I cursed the fungi. I cursed it. And I commanded the hair to grow. Then I put the dog down. 3 days after, there was no patch again. Totally gone. I was shocked. So I took the dog, I rushed it back to the vet. So when I got to the vet, he said, wait, what happened here? I said, if I tell you what happened, will you believe me? Hallelujah! Shout amen! Amen! Let me give you a scripture. Go with me to Acts 28 verse 1. Paul began to grow in this revelation. That's why the greatest teachings we have of the new creation are by Paul. Paul had revelation about the new creation. And I believe in these last days before Jesus comes, God is raising a church that will operate in the full capacity of the new creation. Hallelujah. That means you're going to live above poverty. You're going to live above sickness. You're going to live above depression. You're going to live above all kinds of negativities because you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become what? New. Somebody say me G. Watch this. Acts 28 verse 1. You know what? Give me a message translation. Message. I like the message translation. Once everyone was accounted for and we realized we had all made it, We learned that we were on the island of Malta. Next verse. The natives went out of their way to be friendly to us. The day was rainy and cold and we were already soaked to the bone. But they built a huge bonfire and gathered us around it. Next verse. Paul pitched in and helped. He had gathered up a bundle of sticks. But when he put it on the fire, a venomous snake, roused from its stupor by the heat, struck his hand and held on. What a sight. The snake grabbed onto him, and this is venomous, and stayed like that. Go ahead. Seeing the snake hanging from Paul's hand like that, the natives jumped to the conclusion that he's a murderer, getting his just desserts. Watch this now. Paul shook the snake off into the fire, none the worse for wear. I don't even understand the language, amen? But we understand what they're saying. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Just get the picture. A snake. And let me tell you about snakes. Every community knows its snakes. That's one thing I've learned. They may not know much, but they know their snakes. Because people don't like snakes. When I went to University of Nigeria, Soka, I came across a snake that nobody else in Nigeria knew about except the Soka people. It's called Eche Teka, which means tomorrow is too far. Just imagine. And you see the snake, the snake is not longer than my finger like this. It's not. Short snake. You don't see it anywhere else except in Soka. Any Soka person here? Any Soka person? You know, Eche Teka now. Uh-huh now. That means if this snake bites you, forget it. They said there was a palm wine tapper that climbed up, you know, the palm tree to get palm wine. And when he got up there, they said the snake beat him up there. He said this palm wine, the way he survived, he says he took the cutlass and cut off his hand. Then fell down. They rushed him to hospital. He almost died. They were able to save him. But as far as he's concerned, this was a better chance than Eche Teka. So why am I saying this? These guys know they're snakes. So for them to say it's a venomous snake, they know that the venom is so powerful here. Bible scholars tell us it's a black mamba, which affects the nervous system. So you can find somebody to start convulsing and then just drop like that. So they were expecting him to die. They know they're snakes. Paul, look at that. Go back to that scripture. Someone said new creation. Someone said I'm a G. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord. It says, Paul shook the snake off into the fire. Go to the next verse. They kept expecting him to drop dead. Because they know they're snakes. But when it was obvious he wasn't going to, they jumped to the conclusion that he was a what? A G. Someone say he's a G. Shout, I'm a G. May God open your eyes to realize you are a G. Hallelujah. And G's do not die like men. They couldn't kill Jesus, so. He says, I myself have the power to lay down and pick it up again. They couldn't. Amen? I had a lump under my tongue here, under here like this. You know, and I went to the doctor to check it out, you know. So he examined it and confirmed that it was something under my lung. That's really all I needed. Because I got back home. Of course, next thing they start talking about doing surgery. And I'm not saying it's wrong to do surgery, but in this case, I was convinced I shouldn't. So I got back that same night. Now I had direction. I knew what I was dealing with. Sometimes when you go to a doctor, it's not necessary for anything else except to know what you're up against. So that night, I went downstairs by myself, and I pointed like this. I said, gods don't get sick. I said, you need to come out. You need to leave my throat. You don't belong here. This body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm a new creation. I just spoke like that, but I was convinced. I went to bed. My wife, she's not here, but she's my witness. As I was lying down, I started feeling a movement under my tongue. Movement. Like this. So I got up. I woke her up. I was trying to show her. She was not shame. She didn't see what I, but it was moving. It moved and came out from inside. And fell on my hand. I showed her a lump. The reason I'm telling these stories is not because I'm trying to say there's anything special, because we're all in the same shoes. I just believe that God wants the body of Christ to rise up. I just believe it's time for us, you know, we have to get past these cycles of religion at some point. Because we have to be, it says the whole of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We have to manifest in these last days. Another time, one of my kids, you know, had a chicken pox. You know, I saw the lesions. The lesions began to form. And in their classroom, you know, they all had chicken pox in the classroom. So I wasn't surprised. Just that we were living in America at that time, and I wasn't ready to go to the hospital and pay money like that. Because anything in America is money. All those people who have moved, who have jumped, I'm sure they know now, anything is money. Hey, Nigeria, you can just be moving like this for years, you didn't pay nothing. If you go to America, they will catch you, You must pay tax, you must pay bills, every month new bills are coming. If you make the mistake of going to the hospital, don't call 911. If you call 911, they will come and carry you to hospital, but you will spend the next 3 years paying the bill for 911. Hallelujah. So I was just upset because we didn't have that kind of money. So I went into the room, I was just standing there, and a righteous indignation hit me. My wife was in the parlor with her sister. It was just crying, the baby was crying, my eldest son. I ran out of the bedroom with anger. I pointed at the baby. I said, let me tell you, chicken pox, you cannot stay here. You must leave. Leave my house. You know, revelation occurs for financial issues. You know what I'm saying? There's a revelation you have when you consider your pockets. I cannot go to hospital with this. What is this? Chicken pox waiting. I just abused the chicken. I just said, get out! Get out! Get out! My wife and his sister were afraid. They thought I lost my mind. Once I finished, I left and went inside the room. I sat down. 3 hours later, they came and told me, it's gone. All the lesions have disappeared. Let me show you a scripture quickly. Go with me quickly because of time. Go to 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. Arise and shine. Your light has come. You will not die. I don't know who you are, and the report says you don't have much, a long time to live, but I'm here to tell you, you will outlive what the doctor's report says. If Moses was able to live 120, climb Mount Nebo by himself, Mount Nebo, old man, Bible says his eyes did not grow dim, nor was his strength abated. In short, he couldn't die. God had to command him to die. Because the man could not die of natural causes. So he went up and began to negotiate with God. Lord, just give me opportunity for a promise. And God says, no, Moses, no. Moses, die. And I can imagine that there's some bit of argument going on. Then after a while, Moses says, okay, Lord, I die. He died the same way Jesus died. He gave up his ghost by faith. That's Moses. Moses. That was not a new creation. May God open our eyes. May God bring revival to the church in the last days. Shout amen. Let me wrap up quickly. Look at this. It says, First Timothy 4 verse 7. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. First time I read this, I had a totally religious approach. God had to take me back there and says, what I'm saying here is exercise your divinity. You grow in the manifestation and the expression of your divinity by practice. You have to practice. You have to practice. And as you practice, you grow in your expression. Paul did not just get to that point. Paul has been practicing. That's why he wasn't moved. Most people, a snake bites you, at least you panic a bit. But Paul wasn't even moved. Which means it's possible snake has bitten him before. He has been practicing. It's time to practice your divinity. Say amen, somebody. One more scripture. Go to Mark 11, verse 12. My time is virtually up. Mark 11, 12. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 11, 12. Watch this. The next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. Next verse. After and seen from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For it was not a season for figs. That's another story. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. Let no one eat fruit again. Okay. Go to verse 20. They all went to bed. Bible says they all heard. It registered. The next verse. Guess who? Who is the one that does the checking? Peter. We know Peter. Peter remembering said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has what? Withered away. What? Next verse. Next verse. Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. Wrong translation. That's not really what it said. Give me message translation. Message. Jesus was matter of fact. Embrace this God life. Really embrace it. In other words, what I just did now was an expression of what? Divinity. How do you practice your divinity? Two ways. Write it down quickly. Number one, you have to meditate on the new creation. Number two, you have to practice speaking. Speaking not just as an ordinary person who is trusting God, but speaking as God's offspring. Speaking as a G. Are you with me? Did you get that? All right, next verse, last verse as we close. Nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling, no getting shilly-shallying. And it's as good as done. Say amen, somebody. Rise on your feet, rise on your feet. I don't know what your own situation is, but I want to give you an opportunity this night to exercise yourself as a G. There's some things you need to speak to. There's some things you need to address in your life. It could be your body. It could be your business. It could be your relationship. Whatever it is, some kind of oppression. Open your mouth now for the next 2 minutes, and I want to hear you. Address it. Address it. Address it. Speak to it now. I can't hear you. There's a time to speak loud. Somebody needs to get aggressive. This is not just a conference. This is an opportunity for there to be a shift in your life. And you have a role to play. Let me hear you speak it. If it's your body, speak to your body. If it's a symptom, speak to the symptom. If it's a report, speak to it. Speak to 2023. Command this year to produce for you. Speak to the pain in your body. Speak to the condition in your house. If there must be a shift, you must command a shift. Let me hear somebody get aggressive. Draw a line. Say enough is enough. We're not going to continue in this way. Command your change. Command your change. Nobody has to pray for you. Open your mouth. Command your change. Tell that spirit, you will not die. You will live and not die. To declare the glory of God in your generation. You are a G. You are not ordinary. You have the life of God in you. If there's something dead in your life, command a resurrection. Command the resurrection. Command doors opened. According to the will of God, let the doors be opened. You will not die like a man. You will not die like a man. You will live and not die. You will finish your assignment. God don't die like man. Raise your volume. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Drown away the voice of the devil. Drown away the voice of lies.
Just keep declaring, keep declaring.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.